Welcome in. I'm Daisy Mack, and in today's episode of Spiritual Mixtape, I am doing a water visualization with you. There are four elements: water, air, earth, and fire. And to some degree, we have these four elements, these four primal energies in our bodies. We need them all at some point in our lives to be like in the driving seat. Think of it like you're on the best road trip ever. All four of your friends are going to take turns driving, and they're going to take you to a slightly different place in a slightly different style. But you wouldn't have the whole road trip experience if you didn't invite these four friends along. We tend to live by one element being more dominant. So when I worked in a more corporate setting, I'm fire dominant anyway, but when I worked in a corporate setting, that was off the scale, completely out of balance. I lived by my fire. And I wish that I'd had this practice then, because cooling my jets, having a little bit of water on the fire, it would have been so much easier to navigate my old career if people weren't so scared of the blaze that was me. Why have I picked water today? Well, nice setting for it, right? But, and if you're listening to this on the podcast, rather than watching on the YouTube, I'm sitting by a very pretty pool in Palm Springs. But this year, and really over the next 2 years, we need to get quite fired up, because a lot of change needs to happen in the world for things to not just be fair, but for things to survive and to thrive. We need to feel that fire in our bellies, to want change for ourselves. So we need fire. Fire is transformation. But I want to give you water today as well, so that on those fiery days, you have a place to come back to. You have a tool that's going to make you feel good. It's not even about feeling good, though. It's about like not blowing your top. I just really saw and felt like volcano energy. And I think that that's important. I've already referenced my old job, but I could get so misunderstood actually in my old life because of that volcano energy. And there would be some people that could see me simmering and they would just go in there and like throw a grenade. Like we've all, you know those people, right? Don't let those people get the better of you. If you know those grenade throwers are coming for you, come and do this meditation, this water element visualization, because like, let's not let those people win. Especially, like I said, like we're in a process and a time of deep transformation and change, personally and as a collective and beyond the collective. Like this is all of us in the world right now. Like we need change. And those grenade throwers, they don't care about change for all or for the individual. They're just out there causing mischief and chaos. So yeah, let's do this for ourselves, because we're not going to let those people get the better of us anymore. So as I always say, this is a practice that really should be done when you won't be disturbed. So if you are out there driving, or you are doing something that needs your first focus and attention, save this one for later and come back to it. You can do this at any time of the day. You do not need to practice a particular breath pattern. This is ideal and perfect for anyone who wants to avoid those chaotic grenade throwers. So get comfortable, however you want to do it. I like to sit up straight because I like to feel that energy moving through my spine. So from the bottom of my spine to the nape of my neck, I love to feel that. And I'm going to sit square onto you right now. And we're going to close up our palms. So palms in prayer, or palms down on your thighs, because we are putting all of our energy back into us. We do not need to receive. We do not need to give out. We are perfect as we are. You can close your eyes, soften your gaze, or look down. And we're going to take a massive deep breath. I can feel it coming up already. And let it go. Breathe in. And let the breath go. One more for luck. Breathe in. And let go. And I want you to imagine water. What it means to you, what it feels like, what it looks like. The safety of running a bath and having your own moment, your own time in it. Seeing a calm sea, being out on a still lake. And I want you to see the surface of the water. And it doesn't matter whether it's a fresh puddle after the rain, a deep lake that you used to go to as a child. Just see the water. And I want you to feel a gentle connection so gentle, it's like a breeze moving across the water so that the reflection starts to shimmer and shake. And even though it's not clear, you still know what you're looking at. Now I want you to imagine that this water just gently starts to part. And like I said, it could be the shallowest water, it could be the deepest ocean, but it just gently starts to part. And you understand that this means that even this body of water that you could not move with your hands is able to change and transmute at any time. Nothing is ever permanent. Our saddest sorrow, our greatest achievement, our biggest loss. Just like the tides, things change. They come out, they go back, and they go. But every time the tides leave, they come back. You do not need to act on every flame that you feel inside of you. You do not need to run, nor do you need to fight. You can use the power of your water to change the flames. You can use the power of your water to move away. Your water is vast and plentiful. Your water is abundant. Now just imagine feeling yourself in this water. And this could mean just touching it lightly, or it can mean swimming through it. But as you look at the water and as you experience it, you know that One day, you will return to the water, and the water will return to you. In the same way that one day, just like you came from the stars, you will return to the stars. Everything is part of a cycle, as are you. So on the days when you do explode, that's okay. It's part of the cycle. Tomorrow your calm waters will restore you. You are neither bad, nor are you good. You are simply perfect as you are. And that is the truth of the water. You can bring movement back into your body, roll your head side to side, take a couple of big deep breaths. Thank you for practicing with me today. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope that this episode has left you feeling inspired and a little bit more seen. Your life, after all, is a mixtape. And once you learn to play the tracks you want to hear and adjust that volume, you will have the soundtrack of your dreams. To stay connected and continue exploring the mixtape together, you can follow me on Instagram at Spiritual Mixtape. But also, if you have any thoughts for me, any questions or any ideas that you want to share, I'd love to hear from you. You can reach me at hello@spiritualmixtape.com. So until then, my friends, let your inner anthem guide your path.